But that said, social information isn't all of a piece. After all, there's gossip.
Benedict Cumberbatch has thrown a party for close friends and family in a swanky London hotel. He wanted to thank his family and friends for their support.
And then there's hot gossip.
Benedict Cumberbatch has thrown a party for close friends and family in a swanky London hotel. He is believed to have announced his engagement to his boyfriend. The couple have been secretly dating for the past year.
Now, before you reach for Twitter or Mr. Cumberbatch phones his lawyers, let me emphasise that those statements were made up. I'll say it again, made up. Their author was Bo Yao, a lecturer in psychology at the University of Manchester, and they featured in an experiment to identify the ingredients of gossip that make it more likely to be passed on. As Bo Yao explains, although not entirely unexpected, the results did throw up a surprise.
What we found, as expected, is that people are more likely to share the information if it's about a celebrity as opposed to just a random person. And they're more likely to share the information if the scenario is interesting and evaluative as opposed to mundane, boring stories. But what's interesting is that they are even more likely to share the information if it is about a celebrity and an interesting scenario. The combined effects of familiarity and interest is actually more than simply adding up the individual effects of familiarity and interest. It's 1 + 1 = 2. So we wondered what actually drives that interaction. And we actually did another experiment where we additionally probed different aspects of the stories we presented to our participants. So we examined the emotion aspects. So does this story give you an emotional buzz? And also the expectation and reputation aspects of the stories. How surprising do you find the story? And to what extent the information actually shifts the target's reputation? And what we found is that all these three factors can partially explain the individual effects of familiarity and interest, but the interaction between familiarity and interest can only be explained by the expectation and reputation aspects of the stories. And these results highlight one of the key functions of gossip is probably to help us maintain and manage our social reputation system.
You've now, well, recently started trying a different experimental technique for studying gossip, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and you're looking at the brain. What sort of information does this technique give you about the brain?
Using a functional MRI, we can monitor brain activity during gossip processing. So we can look at the sort of brain areas or brain networks that are engaged during gossip processing, and in order to have a better understanding of the exact nature of gossip. The results are really preliminary. But what I can talk about is perhaps the sort of brain areas that might be involved in gossip processing. So, for example, we have a brain areas at the frontal part of the brain, in the middle there, it's called dorsal lateral prefrontal cortex, which is one of the most recently evolved part of the brain in charge of functions like decision making, working memory, and it has quite important role in inferring other people's intentions in complex social situations. And that sort of ability is probably needed for gossip processing. Another example could be an area called a nucleus accumbens, deeper in the brain, closely linked to pleasure and motivation, reward, and has some significant role in addiction. We can get vicarious pleasure when reading gossip, and it is rewarding sharing important gossip with the friends or receiving important gossip. And in some cases, of course, gossip can be quite addictive.